Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue. The students will be piping, not piping hot, but they'll be piping, being piped their way in by the bagpiper, who's coming down now. He's just about outside the right-hand side, and when they do come in, I think they'd appreciate a round of applause. And before we get to that point, maybe a round of applause for the quintet that's been playing right along. I'll come back in just a few minutes. We need to get them all seated, and that's sometimes like herding cats, as you might guess, but we'll get them all in. Oh, what a nice hand for Max Langevin. I'll be back with you in about 3 or 4 minutes, and in the interim, our quintet will entertain you. Bonjour encore. Welcome to the last convocation. We thought yesterday afternoon might have been the last one, as you've all read about it, I'm sure. But things worked out very well. The tent is deemed safe, and I would start with an announcement up on your screen that if something like that happens to happen, in fact, yesterday I was told by several students that I had said that nothing would happen and the fire alarm would never go off, and it did go off because we had to evacuate the tent. The winds were really quite remarkably high. So if there is an issue like that, note where the exit ports are along the way. You see it in the diagram on top. And if you have children in strollers, take the children, leave the stroller. That's just going to get in. That's not the other way around. I think this would be the best idea. And I cannot seem to find him, but the gentleman in the green cape, not the Cape Crusader, but the gentleman in the green cape who organized you up in Redpath Hall has been doing this for a great many years. That's Steve Olive. I'd like a nice hand for Steve wherever. I can't seem to find him, but he's somewhere. Back there to your left, waving his hat, trying to keep cool and comfortable. In any event, we have a nice presentation for you today. It should be completed in less than 2 hours, that's certainly for sure. One of the features that I want to mention is that the Faculty of Engineering has been able to determine or have a special camera, which they've lent me today, for face recognition and also for the determination of who took the World of Chemistry courses. And the CGPA, which is 3.97. in this group. This is clearly the group that took the World of Chemistry courses. I won't go to the others because it'll average out and it won't be so impressive as that. And if you believe that, you should be listening to our speakers today who will say, be bold, but don't believe everything that you hear. There's very little else to say other than you'll have your picture taken down on the left-hand side. Watch the line that is going out of the tent and out of the line and into this final region. Tear your cards in half right now, please. Keep them together, one for the reader and one for your degree. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. As Chancellor, and on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Science and students graduating with a Bachelor of Arts and Science. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. Now, it may be very difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I haven't changed at all. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable from being an excellent university and has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. And in these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water, or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, œuvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I have always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as Chancellor, and from which I will be retiring in the next few weeks, have been a real homecoming. I am so very proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. Now, I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt whatsoever that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci, thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter professeur Suzanne Fortier, principale vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I am joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, our chancellor emerita, our governors and governor emerita, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, and remember the day. Remember to all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, and staff. You have not been alone. I invite you, all the graduates, to please stand up. All of you graduates, please stand up. It's a wonderful scene. Please stay up because I want you, all the graduates, to look around you and give a big round of applause to all those people who have supported you in these years. Merci beaucoup. Please sit down. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say to you, "That's great, so what are you going to do next?" This is really annoying. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? Now, I want you to relax because you will get your degree. You don't have to answer the question right away. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next, but rather how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree, and this is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there's plenty of learning to be done and to enjoy. For some of you, your next classroom will be in the workforce. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans une université, peut-être même ici à McGill, mais sûrement ils se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're a bit scary too. Having recently returned to school myself, I must say that I understand these feelings. One could say that science, by its very nature, is in constant transition. Our scientific knowledge deepens by the day, of course. And what better example of this rapid change than the work of this afternoon's honorary degree recipient, Fabiola Gianotti, and her team at the Large Hadron Collider, whose discovery of the Higgs boson particle filled in a crucial blank in the leading theory of particle physics. When we find ourselves in times of transition, the people who are close to us often reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts. and sometimes with gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was fortunate to receive such gifts, and I want to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet that reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." That's great, and it's particularly wonderful to have a friend who believes in you. But what the message is really telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you're leaving this comfort zone for something new and unknown. You're going to have to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. And this brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. What a great title, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high, allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground, keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor here at McGill. They gave me a frame code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all time. These are powerful words because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how. How you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really one very, very special gift, and that is the people we meet in life. Remember the friends you've made here at McGill, and keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of them. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a word they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill, the singer-songwriter of McGill University." They were looking at each other in total confusion. McGill, being such a great institution, must have a highly acclaimed chansonnier. But they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And it made me, when they told me this story, it made me think about Arnold's term as our chancellor and of his many, many great hits. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our university's praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom and always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, He loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une belle et grande famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Et revenez-y le plus souvent possible. Les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City, and they gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university. So I want you all graduates to remember this. What is McGill? A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Félicitations. Congratulations.
Merci, merci, Professor Fortier. I now invite Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to present Dr. Fabiola Giannotti, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dr. Grant, Dean Grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Fabiola Giannotti, a distinguished scientist who has been a scientific leader in the collaborative, celebrated, and successful search for the Higgs boson. Dr. Giannotti recently finished her four-year term as a democratically elected leader of a collaboration of thousands, including McGill physicists, offering what is, in essence, the most sensitively probing microscope ever invented, the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Dr. Giannotti received her undergraduate degree in physics from the University of Milan while simultaneously training as a pianist at the Milan Conservatory. She received her PhD in 1989 from the University of Milan in experimental subnuclear physics. And in 1996, she became a permanent research physicist at CERN with prominent roles in high-energy physics experiments known by their acronyms, UA2, ALEF, and particularly the ATLAS experiment. In her role as the ATLAS collaboration spokesperson, Dr. Giannotti presented the historic July 4th, 2012 seminar at CERN announcing the discovery of a new subatomic particle with properties consistent with those of the long-sought Higgs boson. Dr. Giannotti's career achievements have been acknowledged in the scientific community and beyond. For example, in 2012, she was awarded the Special Fundamental Physics Prize. In 2013, she received the Niels Bohr Institute Medal of Honor. She's been named one of Forbes magazine's top 100 world's most prominent women, powerful women. She's the only scientist on this list. And in 2012 was a finalist for Time magazine's Person of the Year, losing to Barack Obama, so no great shame. The conferral and acceptance of an honorary doctorate is a reflection of shared values of the deepest nature. As a world-renowned scientist and leader, Dr. Giannotti is an inspiring role model. Her new association with McGill makes us proud. More than this, as spokesperson for the ATLAS experiment, she shows us that the ego-challenging discipline of working together and collaboratively for a common cause with, as I said, thousands of collaborators can give rise to achievements would change our understanding of the world. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Fabiola Giannotti, that you may confer upon her the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Thank you, Dean Grant. Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Fabiola Giannotti to deliver the convocation address.
Thank you very much, Chancellor Steinberg, Principal and Vice Chancellor Fortier, Dean Grant, distinguished guests, families, and young people, younger graduates. I would like, first of all, to congratulate the young graduates on their superb accomplishment. This is your day. You are the heroes of the day. Bravo, tout le monde. I must say that I am extremely honored to receive this degree from such a prestigious university and to become part of the big McGill family. I had the chance over the past years to work with an excellent team of physicists from this university led by Professor Brigitte Vachon and Professor Andreas Warburton, who have been making very strong contributions to the Large Hadron Collider, to the ATLAS project, and to the discovery of the Higgs boson. Il faut dire que c'est aussi assez agréable de recevoir un doctorat sans rien faire, ni examen, ni thèse, rien. Cool, quoi, c'était bien. More seriously, as you heard from Dean Grant, I am a particle physicist. Particle physicists study the ultimate, the most minuscule, the fundamental components of matter. And at the same time, the studies of the infinitely small allow us to understand the structure and evolution of the universe, so the very, very big. And to achieve our physics goals, we also have to develop cutting-edge technologies in various fields, superconducting magnets, cryogenic, instrumentation, computing, that then we transfer to society to the advantage of everyone's life. For instance, the World Wide Web was invented at CERN to facilitate the interaction among the scientists of the lab, and since then it has changed the way society accesses information. So with that, I would like to tell you that science and research are beautiful, they are sexy, but they are also useful. There is no progress without fundamental research. You always need a big step forward, a big idea. You need ingenuity. The light based on electricity is not just the evolution of the candle. It's not by building bigger and bigger candles and more colorful candles that you get the electric light. You need a big step forward. You need ideas. But I would like also to say that science, in the broad sense, in the sense of knowledge encompassing many, many fields, not only mathematics, physics, but life science, literature, everything, are, with art, the highest expressions of human beings as human beings, and they distinguish us from animals. So they have their important, great value and their dignity, regardless of the application. What is the application of a Mozart sonata? None. But could we live without music? And I would like to bring in this occasion the words of someone who is much more wise than me. So a few years ago, a delegation from the US Congress visited a big laboratory in the US. Fermilab is a laboratory located in Illinois, and they are doing similar things we do at CERN, big laboratory with accelerators. And at the end of the visit, one of the congressmen asked the director of the laboratory, Robert Wilson, but how what you are doing here will affect the security of the country. And after thinking a few seconds, Robert Wilson replied, and I will read his words. What we do here in particle physics has nothing to do directly with defending our country, except that we help make it worth defending. Often people ask me, what are the main qualities of a scientist? And I reply, three things. First, curiosity and being hungry for knowledge. Ask yourself questions. Do not accept things as they are presented to you. Just go behind them, not to be negative or to criticize, but because you have to understand better. And let your mind go openly and explore different fields of knowledge. Second, modesty. And modesty for two reasons. First of all, because in spite of the huge progress that mankind has made in the centuries, today we know very little. Newton used to say, what we know is a droplet, what we don't know is an ocean. Today, we only know 4% of the universe. What we see out there, star, galaxy, planets, etc., they are only 4% of the universe. The rest, 96%, is dark. We don't know what it's made about. It's made of form of energy and matter that we don't know. So we need you. We need ideas to make progress. But also modesty, because only if we are modest, we can hope to improve and to give the best of ourselves and to give more and to give better. We have also to keep in mind, however, while being modest, that the contribution that each of us can give is unique and special. I've been working, and I still work, in a collaboration of scientists, 3,000 scientists from all over the world. I can tell you that every one of them has made a crucial contribution to the experiment. We are 7 billion people on Earth, but we are all different. Our fingerprints are different, our personality is different, and the richness of mankind comes from diversity. And finally, the third quality is determination, perseverance, stubbornness. Don't give up in front of difficulties. No obstacle is insurmountable if you are animated by passion. Don't abandon your dreams. Don't let someone else abandon your dreams. And I think that these three qualities apply to everything in life, whether or not you are a scientist. I don't know what you will do in your future, and perhaps you don't know either. Some of you perhaps will go and teach. Some others will become scientists, researchers. Some others will work in industry. But I think that regardless of what you are going to do, remember that we can deprive us of everything. Money, house, food, clothes. But nobody can take away our brain. So, bon courage.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's well known that I am not a scientist, but I do want you to appreciate that there were two things that came about as a result of the science that took place in Geneva. One, of course, is the advancement and discovery of the subatomic particle known as Higgs boson. The other, what some people think is equally important, is that based on the kind of leadership given by our honorary doctoral recipient, that over 2,000 scientists from around the world were able to work together on a single important discovery. And for that, I really feel that she deserves an extra special thanks. I now invite Dr. Colleen Cook, the Trenholm Dean of Libraries, to present this year's winner of the Librarian Excellence Award, Dean Cook.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the McGill Librarian Excellence Award for 2014 goes to Sarah Holder, head of the Schulich Library. Sarah's dedication to the McGill Libraries in supporting learning, teaching, and research are second to none. Sarah left Princeton University's Cultural Policy and Arts National Data Archive to join the McGill University Library in 2005 as data specialist. In 2009, Sarah became the education liaison librarian. Her leadership skills emerged quickly, and from 2010 to 2013, Sarah served as head of three major library branches consecutively: the Education Library, the Humanities and Social Sciences Library, and now finally the Schulich Library. At that library, she has successfully managed the integration of the life sciences collections and services into the science and engineering programs. She also effectively contributed to consultations leading to the merger of the Education Library Collection into the Humanities and Social Sciences Library just in the past year. Her work is characterized by handling multiple priorities with tact and diligence. To quote a professor who worked with Sarah, she is never too busy to welcome students or faculty members into her office or into public spaces. She does it with wonderful grace and intelligence. Sarah's contribution to the field of librarianship is noteworthy through her professional collaborations and contributions, including international involvement in the Association of College and Research Libraries of the American Library Association, and locally as a member of the Board of Trustees of l'Association des Bibliothécaires du Québec, the Quebec Library Association. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present Sarah Holder, recipient of the 2014 Librarian Excellence Award.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean, Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, to present this year's winner of the David Thompson Award for Graduate Teaching and Supervision. Professor Crisworth.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Robert Bob Peel modestly describes his philosophy of graduate training as selecting the best students and then making the commitment to guide their intellectual and professional development. It sounds simple, but his success is extraordinary. Professor Peel has been involved in graduate training in the Department of Psychology for more than 45 years, and he has graduated 37 doctoral students. He views his students as junior colleagues and strives to create an atmosphere that is collegial, creative, and dynamic. He believes strongly, as he has written himself, that respect for students should be universal. His former trainees have returned this respect, and in their letters of support, clearly have shown admiration and affection for him. He is described as a mentor, peer, collaborator, colleague, and great friend. One of his former students writes, "Much of the academic and public success that I have had in my career is attributable to the time and care Bob invested in me during those critical years at McGill." Another recalls the supportive and non-judgmental environment in which she learned that making mistakes is a part of critical thinking, and recalls that "It is because of Bob that my most frustrating experiences were also the most rewarding ones, and the most exhausting tasks were the ones that breathed life and energy into me. Such sentiments, together with the impressive accomplishments and career trajectories of his trainees, demonstrate the success and lasting impact of Professor Peel's philosophy of respect, interaction, and collegiality as the foundation of successful collaboration and creativity. In recognition of these outstanding contributions, McGill presents the David Thompson Award for Graduate Supervision and Teaching to Professor Robert Peel. Congratulations.
I now invite Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to present this year's winner of the Leo Yaffe Award for Excellence in Teaching. Professor Grant.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Leo Yaffe Award is given each year to recognize a faculty member for superior teaching at the undergraduate level in the Faculty of Science. Corrine O'Clair of the Department of Chemistry is such a professor. Corrine has taught thousands of undergraduate students in four of the large undergraduate chemistry courses and is the sole professor for introductory organic chemistry. Corrine has developed an ingenious method to maintain attention span and link the classroom to the rest of life through her science capsules. 5 to 10 minutes set aside in the middle of the class to discuss controversial topics in science and falsehoods being propagated in the current media. Students remark that beyond the goal of succeeding in exams, this experience reinforces in a tangible way that the purpose of a university education is to become a lifelong learner, a critical thinker, and a contributing member of society. One student described the impact by stating, "Her science capsules drive me to trek to class during a snowstorm at 8:30 in the morning." And I'll repeat those three words to science class of 2014, introductory organic chemistry. In addition, Corrine is a world-class scientific talent running a large group of graduate students and postdocs using chemical tools to study and manipulate biological systems such as antibiotic resistance, P450 enzymes, and biocatalysis. More than 36 undergraduate students have gone through her research group, and last year she was a winner of the faculty's Fessenden Science Commercialization Professorship. So, Corrine O'Clair embodies that to which we aspire in the faculty, to have our best teachers be our best researchers, and our best researchers are best teachers. She is a most worthy recipient of the honor that you are about to bestow upon her, Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor. On behalf of the Faculty of Science, I am very proud to present Professor Corrine O'Clair, this year's winner of the Leo Yaffe Award.
Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Science, as well as those students graduating with the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and I'm sure students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by the dean as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. During this convocation season, you may have seen some students wearing red or white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather on the scarf has two meanings, respect for the person and the marking of an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, Joo-won Kim. Veronique Marcel Mounier. Christopher Thomas Simmons. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemistry, Catherine Jane Castor. Glenn Francis DeLevy. Alexis Goulet Hansons. Andrea Ann Greshner. Graham Daniel Hamblin, Carl A. Winkler Award, D.W. Ambridge Award. Jonathan Ikola Sari. Anjel Sharma. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Computer Science, Matthew Lavallee Adam. Ladan Agahasani Mahabadi. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Earth and Planetary Sciences, Dejan Miladragovic. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Geography, Tyler Bonnell. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Mathematics and Statistics, Maria Elena Rivera Mancia. Svetia Vasileva. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Physics, Anne Archibald. Jeffrey Bates. Bertrand Champlot. Ashley Judith Falloon. Jonathan Guillemette. Dominique LaRoche, McGill Alumni Association Graduate Award. Audrey McLeod. Faisal Naqib. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Psychology, Audrey Del Sensari. Judy Eslin Ann Prasad. Whitney Jenna Scott. For the degree of Master of Science in Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, Emily Bouchat, Governor General's Gold Medal. Mathieu Plante. Sophie Splowinski. For the degree of Master of Science in Chemistry, Janet Rose Beliveau. Joshua Kar Yan Chin. William Curtis. Alexia Kazarin. Timothy Grant Mack. Arielle Regnault. For the degree of Master of Science in Computer Science, Noor Al-Khatib. Abir Ayed. Pierre-Luc Bacon. Devaran Bhattacharya. Emil Orlinov Dafinov. Masood Karzand. Vineet Kumar. Shu Li. Sandeep Manjana. Hariharahan Natanasi Hamani. Guyan Petrosian. Renwang Tang. Tao Wei. For the degree of Master of Science in Earth and Planetary Sciences, Brandon Ubeja Bray. Marion Paulson Strugstad. For the degree of Master of Science in Geography, Mark Lalonde. Fraser William Ross McLaughlin. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Genetics, Shaza Osama Mokhtar. For the degree of Master of Science in Physics, Robert Frederick Archibald. Nicholas LaBelle Buchanan. Matthew Thomas Rigby. Olivier Trottier. For the Diploma in Environment, Catherine Louise Caldwell. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Statistics, Justine Roberts, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics, Trent Shea St. Rose, First Class Honors in Applied Mathematics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Pamela Bu Dao. Elsie Gill Champagne. Ying Chao, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Clara Elizabeth Del Junco, Clifford B. Purvis Prize, Dean's Honor List. Arden Chelsea Durker Vick, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Chu Tian Ding, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Sarah El Zahad. Alexander Fabricant. Ere Isaac Feinberg, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Moist Traveling Scholarship, R.F. Robertson Prize in Chemistry, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Cade Maya Head Marsden, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Shi Ye Hua. Zhu Chia Huang. Alyona Komutovskaya. Ju Yun Kim. Leslie Francis Kingston. Joshua Lay. Hun Lee. Brandon Mark Levy. Casey Licks, First Class Honors in Chemistry, R.F. Robertson Award in Physical Chemistry. George McEwen, Distinction, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Janet Rose McMillan, Anne Molson Prize in Chemistry, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Frederick Parsons, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Claire Kacha Peterson, Honors in Chemistry. Ellie George Pommier. Jacqueline Wagner Riddle. Jethro Sands Robinson, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Mark Solomon Sasson, Distinction, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Eric Tawagi, Honors in Chemistry. Alexander Edward Wake, Distinction, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Jessica Lee Wong, First Class Honors in Chemistry, G. Stanford Whitby Prize in Polymer Chemistry. Connie Ziying Yi, Honors in Chemistry. Wan Ying Zhang, Honors in Chemistry. Brian Zimmerman. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, Matthew Thomas Adler. Amir Aydin. David Andrew Danielson. Noah Diane, First Class Honors in Computer Science. Shayna Carey Dubay. Robinson Matthew Farrar, Honors in Computer Science. Alexander Hughes Flinois. Henry Louis Fuzz. Brendan James Galea. Sayed Ehsan Kia, Distinction, First Class Honors in Computer Science. Victoria Kovexis, Distinction. Tristan LaBelle, First Class Honors in Computer Science, Governor General's Silver Medal, Dean's Honor List. Tina Latif. Adam Bednarz Levine. Sei-Ning Lee. Alexander Ross Norton, First Class Honors in Computer Science, Dean's Honor List. Skylar Storm Olson, Distinction. Megan Elizabeth Reed, First Class Honors in Computer Science. Jason Leonard Isaac Weiner. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Biology, Anwarisi Kader Asba, Dean's Honor List. Geeta Bambani. Alexander Borodovsky, Dean's Honor List. Spencer Michael Fabricant. Zara Sayeda Ghassemi Zaveh. Carlos Gonzalez Oliver, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Vidyut Hiramath. He Lu. James Edward McCorriston, Dean's Honor List. Jordan Benjamin Metz, Dean's Honor List. Sergio Daniel Pisiorenu. Samir Sethi, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Yuhao Shi, Jack Bloomer Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Yang Zhou, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth and Planetary Sciences, William Barron. Anika Lauren Bergen. Emily Fitzhenry. Andreas Maximilian Goetz. Alexa Carolyn Hogan. Eric Donald Monroe. Kelly Angel Pierce. Jason Jacques Piha Gasak. Veronica Schnitzer. Matthew Stewart Simmons. Michelle Vocati. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth Sciences, Nicholas Peter Dudek, Honors in Earth Sciences. Patrick Lanouette, First Class Honors in Earth Sciences. Coleman James Robertson, First Class Honors in Earth Sciences. Kasparas Spokas, First Class Honors in Earth Sciences. Logan Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin David Braun Wyman, Distinction, David Harrigan Memorial Prize, First Class Honors in Earth Sciences. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth System Science, Kaylee Gail Elizabeth Angrove, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Caroline Aubrey Wake. Nicholas Patrick Brown, First Class Honors in Earth System Science. Armand Damien Gaste. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Environment, Jacqueline Abena Ado, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Lindsay Danielle Bach. David Martin Benoit, Distinction, First Class Honors in Environment. Danielle Renee Bohonos. Laura Margaret Dale, First Class Honors in Environment. Jade Gagnon. Tyler Ann Green, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Andrew Kevin Hao-Soon Yun. Shu-Yang Hu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Salman Tanvir Hussein. Amar Kajani. Nadine Carmen Lombardo Han, Distinction, also receiving a certificate in proficiency in Spanish. Caitlin Elizabeth Machus. Jessica Mary Pauley, First Class Honors in Environment. Justine Provost, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Tracy Rankin. Camila Beatriz Reinhardt Hurtado. Ivy Tang, First Class Honors in Environment. Akira Lorenz Yoshikawa. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Geography, Esther Bogorov. Natalie Roslyn Cornish, Honors in Geography. Daniel Haberman. Anna Luz. Michael Templeton. Kathleen Margaret Zawali. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Hadas Brandes. Nicholas Falinsby, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Bowen Gang, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Gabrielle Herta, Honors in Mathematics. Catherine Mary Hilgers. Shunsuke Katayama. Dong Chan Kim. Eric Walter George Kissel. Amanda Elizabeth McCart. Alexia Lena McKenney. Nicholas Messier. Thomas Ng, Honors in Mathematics. Hélène Richard. Megan Davita Schaunzer. Alexander Seeker DuPont Shanks. Matthew Stevenson, Distinction First Class Honors in Mathematics. Joshua Waisgris. Akenhasi White. William Bacalk Wright, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Jing Yang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science. Sebastian Victor Dragnea, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science. Matthew Kevin Dykeman. Wendy Liu. Sean Otis, Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science. Adam Benjamin Wilkes, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science, Dean's Honor List. Ming Yang Zhou, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Physics, Met Seref Ahunde. Zied Ben Chouch. Anne Molson Gold Medal, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Horace Watson Medal and Prize, Dean's Honor List. Sophie Kathleen Reed DeRoche, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Lydia McLennan Elias, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Fang Shi Lin, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Laurent René de Cotre, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Madison Rilling, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Jeremy Benjamin Rothschild, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Alexander David Sylvester, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Panagiotis Tsimiklis, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Guillaume Verdun Axam, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics for Teachers, Kyle Alexander Dulund, Distinction, also receiving a Bachelor in Education. Jessica Kumari Bipin Patel, also receiving a Bachelor's of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics, Hadalia Bergeron, Distinction. Jean-Philippe Boisvert, Honors in Physics. Felix Blanchett Cormier. Lawrence Corsall. Andre Allen Diamant Boisted, First Class Honors in Physics. Christian Alejandro Farfan Centeno, First Class Honors in Physics. Samuel Gaucher. Marcel Pierre Georgin. Christopher Douglas King. Jacob Lambert, Honors in Physics. Nicholas Kevin Ledesma. Jeremiah Mazzarelli, First Class Honors in Physics, Robert E. Bell Prize in Physics, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Marie McCarthy, First Class Honors in Physics. Christopher Miguel Mendoza. Lorenz Senfi Mutusami. Adam Cyril Pearson, Honors in Physics. Levi Lefleche Pepin. Bogdan PCU. Andre Provost. Alexander Rachkov, Honors in Physics. David Kyle Rogers. Kemal Sobotkiewicz, First Class Honors in Physics. David Tetrault LaRoche, Honors in Physics. Marilyn Thibault, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics. Ruben Warnongbri. Mitchell Zeplatis. Silong Yang. David Young, Honors in Physics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Chemistry, Taylor Aubrey Komen, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Physics and Chemistry. Yun Chu, First Class Honors in Physics and Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. James Schneider, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Physics and Chemistry. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Computer Science, Christopher Carl Baer, First Class Honors in Physics and Computer Science, ad hoc. Ali Amami. Joel Barclay McKenzie. Robert Wesley Oda. Timothy Spurtle, Honors in Physics and Computer Science. Nathaniel Kirkland Tellis. Darren Tyler Zahl. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Geophysics, Charlotte Bate. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Mathematics, Tina Marie Maria Metre. for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Probability and Statistics. Carolyn Lee Campbell, Distinction First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. Nicole Keating, First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. Matthew Penser, First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. Dong Liang Chong, Distinction, First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. Meng Zhao, First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Jonathan Abris. Alicia Karima Ahmed. Gabrielle Natalie Arsenault. Cynthia Janet Ivazian. Michelle Pelan Cheng. Alexander Chepesiuk, Distinction First Class Honors in Psychology. Jocelyn Shu Min Chu. Celine Crystal Coletta, Distinction First Class Honors in Psychology. Tanya Dargi. Madison Lee Dara, First Class Honors in Psychology. Tamarin Lee DeCock. Beatrice Stella Gagne. Vasiliki Glavas. Anna Judith Gottheil. Justin Tyler Graffy. Lauren Gutman, First Class Honors in Psychology. Catherine Ann Hutchison. Thusiga Inderanathan. Hasib Khan. Sumna Annie Khan. Minho Lee. Enoch Leung. Verity Lee, First Class Honors in Psychology. Carolina Samantha Makowski, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Trafena Kemunto Matunda. Azima Mikdad Nakoda. Rawan Jane Nima. Ariel Ohayon, Distinction. Anna Park. Wing Hoi Poon. Mohit Pramanik. Danielle Mika Meneses Real. Indrek Karel Romet. Florida Rushani, First Class Honors in Psychology, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Alessandra Salvo. Alejandra Danielle Segura, First Class Honors in Psychology. Ishan Charith Walpola, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Ji Dong Wang. Chelsea Lee Wellman, First Class Honors in Psychology, Dean's Honor List. Elizabeth Catherine Williams. Renee Yang, First Class Honors in Psychology. Adora Ava Yosefian. Regina Qingman Yun. Serena Young. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Software Engineering, Hamza Ait Mohammed. Diana Alexandru. Jeremy Bedar. Dwijish Bhagiruti. Nathaniel Bloomer. Ionis Faitilis, First Class Honors in Software Engineering. Jen Yi Huang, Honors in Software Engineering. Alexander Karametlian, Distinction, First Class Honors in Software Engineering. Faiz Khan, First Class Honors in Software Engineering. Kyung Min Kim. Joshua Libin. Pawel Mankowski. Ahmed Shehaz Saif. Jake Shamash, Dean's Honor List. Linaker Arojo Tomazelli. Honors in Software Engineering. Nicholas Irwin Francis Webster. Toby Lorne Welch Richards. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Carrie Adler. Francis Seamus Arsenault, Honors in Cognitive Science. Dario Antonio Bacalaro. Laura Catherine Badeski. Vanessa Catherine Batista. Carolyn Margaret Bell Distinction. Adela Leela Benzid Distinction, First Class Honors in Environment. Aviva Rachel Blatcher, Honors in Cognitive Science. Bridget Marie Kahn. Mary Margaret Kasadin, Distinction First Class Honors in Sustainability, Science, and Society. Ashley Christine Wen Chang. Kinman Claudia Chow. Grace Chern. Anthony Wang Tat Choi, Distinction. Iris Coates McCall. Claudia Damiano, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Anirudh Desai. Rachel Alicia Dharamshi, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Thomas Donahue, Distinction, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Nicole El Khawaja, Distinction. Tyler Joseph Ferdinand. Charlotte Frien Harsdorf Vaughn. Christine Friesen. Samantha Marie Gauvreau, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Ariel Danet Goldfarb. Erica Lee Hayden. Sarah Firuza Hojabri, Honors in Cognitive Science. Shauna Kali Justinich. Rehana Kashmiri. Joseph Herzer Kidney, Catherine M. Shaw Shakespeare Award, Phantom Memorial Prize in Biology, Mary Keenan Scholarship in English, Dean's Honor List. Ji Yun Kim. Ryan Matthew Kluftinger, Distinction, Paula Bonato Memorial Prize. Pear. Pear Kraut, First Class Honors in Environment. Catherine Labbe Lacasse, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science, Dean's Honor List. Azara Salima Lala. Victor Wei Yin Lam, Honors in Sustainability, Science, and Society. Kevin Chia Wei Lee. Joseph Leung, first class honors in cognitive science. Kelly Leung, first class honors in cognitive science, Dean's honor list. Xuan Liu. Yi Yi Liu. Yuwei Liu. Spencer Low. Kai Yanagida Lordly. Michelle Ching Yang Ma, Distinction, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Norman Joseph McNeil. Megan McGee. Liana Abudi Mistriel. Ina Morgan, Honors in Cognitive Science. Patricia Moskibrodsky. Nicole Ashley Ann Muldrew, Spanish Embassy Book Prize. Sophie Anna Nitoslawski, First Class Honors in Environment, Dean's Honors List. Akib Abid Nurani. Leticia Pankrazi. Kira Parker, Distinction, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Benjamin Scott Paradnik, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Payal Jenny Patel. Hillary Pearson. Leslie Ray Preston. Taryn Kimberly Proctor. Martin Roy. Lucas Robert Sarik. Kathleen Sheridan, Honors in Cognitive Science. Jessica Yen Yen C. Tamara Jaeger Skutsky. Samuel James Cranston Stathakos, Distinction. Rositsa Ivanova Taneva. Camille Tastenhoy. Rumi Tejpar. Danielle Claire Tocalino, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Marley Vinegar, Distinction. Aisha Amina Walker, Honors in Cognitive Science. Tracy Yi Chun Wang. David Francis Whitney, Distinction, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Sally Wong, distinction. Andrew Jun Yu Wu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Environment, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Xiao, Sonja Xiong, Wook Yang, Huiting Serena Zhang, Jane Zhang, First Class Honors in Sustainability, Science, and Society, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Yasmin Golmei.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in thanking Professor Ragsdale for reading out all those names. Maintenant, je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. Now, in my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I'd like everyone to please rise now. As the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Mr. Chancellor, if you might allow us to briefly delay the benediction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I haven't got my notes right.
It's okay. It's impromptu.
Okay.
Just stay here.
Chancellor Steinberg, notre grand chansonnier, vous avez chanté les éloges de McGill pendant votre 5 ans de service en tant que chancelier, and indeed for many years prior to that. On this, the occasion of your final convocation ceremony as Chancellor, we would like to take a moment to offer a small chanson de grâce for all that you do for McGill. I now invite our principal and vice chancellor, Professor Suzanne Fortier, to the podium to say a few words.
Last week, following one of the convocation ceremonies, Chancellor Steinberg said to me that he had never seen such joy and happiness. As principal, it thrills me to see so many smiling faces on campus. As a scientist, it makes me curious, though, is this condition contagious? I ask some of our brilliant researchers to look into the question. After working around the clock, they traced the McGill happiness epidemic back to its original carrier, Chancellor Arnold Steinberg himself. To understand a bit more about this outbreak, Tom Zhang, one of our students, and his friends documented on a short video the impact on campus. Please be warned, the first symptoms will start in your feet.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without me.
I am truly speechless. I don't know what to say, but I do say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been an unbelievable joy. Most important, it's been an incredible honor to be the chancellor of this incredible university. And I want to thank everybody who I've worked with and all the students that I've met. And what can I say? I wish you all the very best of luck in whatever you want to do. But don't forget McGill. And now I ask the Secretary General to say the benediction. Please rise.
Go now in peace to share the gifts of knowledge and happiness that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Now, to conclude this ceremony, I call on Professor Purdy to sing the national anthem.
Oh, 진짜 짜였다. 너무 더워. 하게. 나 원래 뭐 하와이 원래. 예.